with record-breaking cases. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. New coronavirus infections topped 227,000 on Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University. In addition, for a third straight day, the number of people in hospitals surpassed 100,000. The escalation has parts of California implementing new restrictions.
A new stay-at-home order is issued for people living in five regions in the San Francisco Bay Area. The changes will take effect for most of the area at 10 p.m. on Sunday and last through January 4th. The counties involved haven't yet reached the governor's threshold requiring such an order when 85% of hospital ICU beds are full. Health officials say at the rate cases are increasing, the hospital system will be overwhelmed before the end of the month.
Fox's John Saucier, stores and shopping centers can operate at just 20% capacity. As the crisis worsens, Congress appears to be moving forward on a bipartisan relief bill.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there has been a game changer, and she and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have agreed on a path forward for another coronavirus economic package. Pelosi says they plan to combine any relief agreement with an essential government spending bill.
Fox's Rich Edson, the game changer referred to by the speaker, is the anticipated approval of two vaccines and the incoming administration of President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump is still trying to keep his job. On Friday, his campaign and a Republican voter in Georgia filed a new lawsuit claiming election laws were violated thousands of times. Tonight, the president will rally in Georgia for the two Senate Republicans facing runoffs in January. Vice President Mike Pence was there yesterday.
Vote to send David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back to Washington, D.C.
America's listening to Fox News.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
As more Americans are sickened by the coronavirus, the health of the U.S. economy is faltering. The November jobs report fell short of expectations.
A seventh consecutive month of gains, but the jobs recovery obviously is slowing as COVID cases spike and new restrictions are put in place. We saw November with 245,000 new jobs created, much less than economists forecast.
Susan Lee with Fox Business Network. The jobless rate fell to 6.7%. That's because many people simply stopped looking for work. As hospital beds fill up in Tennessee, National Guard soldiers with medical training are being asked to fill nursing roles. Others have been authorized to drive ambulances and perform COVID-19 testing. State officials say only 8% of hospital ICU beds are available. In Michigan, virus restrictions that took effect weeks ago could be extended.
Michigan's three-week pause through December 8th was put in place last month with continued restrictions on businesses, closing high schools statewide, and restrictions inside people's homes that Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer says may have to be extended even longer.
If we have to make some extensions of the current pause in some realms, and that is sadly possible because of the just sheer volume of COVID.
A decision, Whitmer says, will be made by how well people there follow orders, even though Michigan's seen daily counts of new confirmed coronavirus cases decline this week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Rescue crews are navigating a dangerous debris field in southwest Alaska. They're looking for two people who went missing Wednesday after a massive landslide in the coastal community of Haines following 2 days of heavy rain. Much of the area is now covered by mud and fallen trees. On Friday, officials used boats to search the shoreline. Pam Puso, Fox News.
In College Park, watch out for an accident now on the inner loop of the Beltway approaching the 95 interchange. It is blocking the right lane, so stay to your left and use caution. So far, not causing any delays. An earlier accident on 395 southbound before Glebe Road has been cleared. On 95 northbound before the Marine Corps Base Quantico exit, you will still find the work zone in the right lane. That is not causing any delays at this time. Also be aware of construction this weekend on Lee Highway 29 at 66. Only one lane will get through. Now from GarageJoyRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Rain exits early this morning. It will become partly cloudy and blustery through the remainder of the day. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. Most of the region will feel like the 30s at times today. Now tonight, we'll dip back in the 30s throughout the region for your Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, less wind, but cool temperatures to round out the weekend. Highs only in the mid-40s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
The market is constantly changing. The Marketplace Minute keeps you up to date 1 minute at a time. When you're getting the kids off to school.
Alexa, play Marketplace Minute. Operators filed for bankruptcy.
Just before the Zoom meeting.
Hey Siri, play Marketplace Minute.
Says it's been spending more on hiring workers.
When your day is done.
Hey Google, play the Marketplace Minute.
Upward swings in indices in Europe and Asia.
The Marketplace Minute, a podcast and smart speaker briefing updated 3 times daily. Ask your smart speaker to play the Marketplace Minute. Listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Grilled onions. And a butter bagel, too? Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM,
WMAL. Good morning. It is a very special edition of the Saturday morning update. It is our 2020 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. And this is something we do annually. Fisher House, now in its 30th year of service to our members of the military and their families. And it is such an honor to be able to be here this morning and be a part of the Radiothon. All of us at WMAL have visited the Fisher Houses. We see the just incredible work that they do. And if you are listening for the first time this year, maybe hearing the Radiothon for the first time, Fisher House is an organization that provides really a home away from home. And typically there are situations where a member of the military may be wounded overseas. They could be severely wounded. They may go to a military base in Europe at Ramstein in Germany. They may come home, but they may not get to their home. They may end up at Walter Reed or another military facility around the country. The family has to come to them. And if Fisher House was not there These families would incur the costs of travel, the costs of staying at a hotel, the costs of meals. Fisher House provides all of those expenses. They provide a home away from home for these members of the families of our wounded servicemen and women. It's such a wonderful service that they provide. We raise funds every year for the Fisher House here at WMAL. And as of this morning, you know, the Radiothon took place yesterday throughout the day on Friday. And as of this morning, we are at $308,471. And we are going to spend the day today raising funds for Fisher House. And you can make a donation right now. The phones are open at 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. Or you can donate online at WMAL.com. We will have very special guests from the Fisher House today. Also on the program, our regular troops. We will be joined by Cheryl Atkinson, John Gizzi, KT McFarland, Tony Schaefer, and Jim Trusty will be with us, as well as a special visit from Eric Stewart. And we'll get a look at the real estate market here in the Washington area. So we will be joined very shortly by Brian Gaughan from Fisher House. But a few things going on in the news that we should mention this morning, and that is a big day in Georgia. President Trump will travel to Valdosta, Georgia. He'll be speaking tonight at a rally to support the two Republican candidates for Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Vice President Pence was in Georgia yesterday, and he spoke at a rally.
I know we've all got our doubts about the last election. And I actually hear some people saying, just don't vote. My fellow Americans, if you don't vote, they win.
Well, Vice President Pence was not the only person campaigning for Georgia yesterday. Former President Barack Obama was campaigning as well. It was a virtual rally, and here's a sample of what President Obama said.
The special election in Georgia is going to determine, ultimately, the course of the Biden presidency and whether Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can deliver legislatively all the commitments they've made.
So that is the former president, Barack Obama, and we'll be talking more about the campaign. There was actually another Republican House seat in the win column this week. We'll talk about that with John Gizzi a bit later on this morning. And also the latest projections on whether the president will be attending the inauguration of Joe Biden, should he be certified by the Electoral College, and we'll talk with John Gizzi about that as well this morning. A lot of talk about election security, and we'll be talking with Jim Trusty about that and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. KT McFarland will have a look at Operation Warp Speed for us and the success of the Trump administration there, and a lot to cover here on the Saturday Morning Update. Time now for a check of the traffic and weather. Michelle Murray's at the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
In College Park, you will still find accident activity on the inner loop approaching the 95 interchange. This is blocking the right lane. So far, it's not causing any delays, but use caution in the area. Elsewhere, Beltway looking good in Virginia. So far in Virginia, 95, everything runs at speed from Dale City and towards Springfield, and 395 looks good from Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Now, there is a work zone to be aware of in the district this weekend. The ramp from southbound 295 to go on to South Capitol Street will be closed until Monday morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The rain exits early this morning. It will become partly cloudy and blustery through the remainder of the day. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. Most of the region will feel like the 30s at times today. Now tonight we'll dip back in the 30s throughout the region for your Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, less wind, but cool temperatures to round out the weekend. Highs only in the mid-40s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
It's currently 43 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:14.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the 2020 105.9 FM WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. I'm Rick Fowler, and you can make a donation right now at 888-294-8560. WMAL.com, online, or, of course, again, the phone number, 888-294-8560. And an honor to be here for Fisher House, and really an honor to talk to Brian Gaughan. He is the Vice President of Community Relations at the Fisher House Foundation. He is a retired Navy officer and aviator. He is the father of a sailor and also has a daughter and wife who are nurses. And, Brian, it is wonderful to talk to you once again this year.
Rick, great to talk to you again.
And the growth of Fisher House in its 30 years has been really remarkable. And one of the things I just wanted to give people a sense of is some of the milestones this year, the accomplishments this year in spite of COVID-19. You actually broke ground on a new facility.
We did. We broke ground in a new facility in Kansas City, but more importantly, we completed construction on 6 houses this year across the country, from Ann Arbor to Denver to Omaha, Richmond, New Orleans, and Huntington, West Virginia. So we've been busy.
Well, it's so impressive, the services that you provide. And I think what's interesting is that, you know, you have gone from active duty in the military, of course, and you know what families go through. You know what our members of the service go through, our men and women who are overseas or stationed wherever around the country or overseas. You know what they go through, and you know what happens when there is an injury or somebody is severely wounded. And, you know, you having been in the service, it must be just such a warm feeling to you to know the service that Fisher House provides.
You know, Rick, when you're a military leader, the first thing they teach you is, you know, take care of the mission, take care of your people. The nice thing about Fisher House is the people are the mission. You know, yesterday we received calls from WMAL donors, and the first thing they would say is, you know, my dad served in World War II or Vietnam, or, you know, my spouse deployed to Desert Storm or to Enduring Freedom, or my daughter just left on a 6-month deployment, and they're very proud. And you just know that if there was a combat casualty or a cancer diagnosis or a car crash, that they would drop everything to be by that person's side. And you could hear it in their voice. And, you know, that's what we're all about, is getting those families to the bedside. You know, my wife was, as you said, was an ICU nurse. And she said, you know, the difference in recovery time between someone who wakes up in that hospital room and they're all alone versus someone who wakes up and their mom and dad or their spouse or their child is holding their hand is night and day.
You know, we talk a lot about Fisher House being a home away from home. And I want to take just a moment to really think of what that word home means. And when we've been at the Fisher Houses and visited with the staff at the Fisher Houses, the warmth that the staff provides, I mean, not only the facilities and, you know, the meal service and the lodging, but just the warmth and the understanding that the staff members have, it is such a special feeling. And I can't emphasize more that notion of home and how that is provided for the guests who are at the Fisher House.
You know, those managers that work in that house, they are angels on earth. I mean, they check these people in, they care for them. Oftentimes people, you know, when they heard their loved one's sick, they dropped everything. They didn't even bring a toothbrush, you know, and they'll set them up. They're in a strange town because they've traveled to be by their loved one's side. They settle them down and they get them, they do everything they possibly can. And everybody who works in that house does the same thing. And not only that, the other families are in the same boat, and the bond that they build, you know, they're sitting in the morning before they go to the hospital and sharing a cup of coffee, talking to each other. It is amazing how these families form a community of an informal community of support, you know, with strangers becomes friends. It's remarkable.
And one thing I wanted to ask you about is it's a little bit about the process and how it works. There could be someone who is wounded overseas. It could be in the Mideast. There is a phone call to the family, and then what happens?
Well, and then they determine, you know, how bad is the injury. You know, we have a Fisher House in Landstuhl, Germany, and when service members were injured in Iraq or Afghanistan, that was usually the first place they brought them. And if it looked like things were really bad, they would bring the families over to Launchstuhl if they didn't think they were going to make it back. And that was a very dire thing, really special, house there. But oftentimes that would be a triage, and then they'd send them back to the States. It'd be right here at Bethesda or Walter Reed or to Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. And oftentimes some of these families, they'll stay at the Fisher House where their loved one's being treated at Launchstuhl, and then they stayed at Walter Reed. And then as they make their transition recovery, some folks leave the services because of their injuries. And now that we have Fisher Houses at VAs all across the country, and that's our real growth. It's a continuum of care because we want those folks to know that we're going to be there for the rest of their life for the sacrifices they've made for us.
Well, the number is 888-294-8560 to make a donation right now, 888-294-8560, and you can donate online at WMAL.com. And, Brian, I wanted to get a little sense from you of the needs of the servicemen and women and their families. In other words, the government can provide so much. You mentioned the Veterans Administration, and the military provides to a certain extent. But tell us a little bit more about what is not met by the government that is met by organizations like Fisher House Foundation and some of the other veterans organizations.
Well, the key thing is we want the government to provide the best possible care for our service members and the veterans they can. Their job is to provide world-class health care. We want to do the rest, go above and beyond. We want to make sure their family can be there to supplement that care, to be by their bedside, because we know a family's love is the best medicine. The government can't afford to pay for thousands of families and relatives to be there. The good news is the American people can, and your callers are helping us do that, get families to bedside.
Well, once again, when we started the program this morning, we were at $308,471, that amount raised yesterday and overnight. And obviously, we would like to try and double that number today, if at all possible. And we would encourage you right now to give us a call. If you're going to be heading out doing other things today or just doing stuff around the house, don't let it slip your mind. Now is a good time. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. And, of course, you can make your donation online at WMAL.com. And it's pretty amazing when you look at the numbers, Brian, 91 Fisher Houses now around the world. And give us a sense of how many military families and veterans have been served by the Fisher House Foundation and the kinds of savings when you aggregate the numbers of how much has been saved, those expenses that would have been incurred. I mean, the numbers are just staggering.
First, Rick, let me say thanks to your listeners because they're a big part of this. Yeah, 91 houses. We've served over 400,000 families since 1990. We've saved families $500 million, $500 million in savings since 1990. And we've provided over 10 million nights of lodging. And that grows every year. We just built a new six new houses. Each one of those houses can offer up almost 6,000 nights of lodging a year.
And the other very important thing is the efficiency of the Fisher House Foundation. And once in a while, you'll hear in the news, you'll hear about some charity that maybe the staff paid a little too much at the top. There are expenses, operating expenses are kind of high, and not that much gets to the program expenses of the organization. There's a lot of administrative fees that are expenses that are charged up, and the money just doesn't get to the programs. But Fisher House is among the very top charities in the country in maximizing the amount of the donation going directly to the programs and not to the administrative expense. And that is a credit to all of you. And of course, we've known Dave Coker over the years. We've known you for years. And the ladies and gentlemen at the Fisher House Foundation have run just such a wonderful organization and providing such efficiency and efficient services.
you know, we try to be good stewards because we know your listeners, you know, they work hard for their dollars and we want to work hard for them. We're very proud that for 16 years, we've had a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator, that we have one of about 3 military charities in the entire country that has an A-plus rating from Charity Watch, and GuideStar, which is another charity monitor organization, gives us a platinum rating for transparency. You know, we want to be the gold standard of military nonprofits, and we appreciate your support, Rick, every year. You're the best.
Well, an honor to have you with us. Brian Gaughan, Vice President, Community Relations at the Fisher House Foundation. Please make a donation and do it now before you get into other things of the day. 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560. Or donate online for the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
Rick, thanks to you, and really thanks to all those WMAL listeners that are calling in.
You bet. 626 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Celebrate Thanksgiving and the December holidays at Canopy Pike & Rose. Groups can dine in the restaurant or tented outdoor rooftop terrace. Schedule a private party for up to 50 people in their modern and chic event space. Or if you prefer, the Canopy team can prepare a meal for you to finish at home. Savor the perfect chef-created seasonal and local menu made just for your group. Call 301-882-9400 to learn how the Canopy Pike & Rose team can make your holidays magical. 940 Rose Avenue, second floor in Pike & Rose.
You need to make room.
Make room.
Make room.
For all the new stuff that's coming for Christmas.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
Christmas is coming, coming, coming.
And you need to make room, room, room.
For your family, family, family.
It's time to celebrate the end of one year.
And the happy beginning of another.
So get rid of the old.
And make room for the new.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much happier your family will be when all that junk is gone.
You're going to have the best holidays ever.
Your lights will twinkle brighter.
All your friends will be happier.
And your relatives will get along.
Your children will be cheerful and strong.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This Cyber Week, invest in yourself and start working toward the credentials you need to get ahead. University of Maryland Global Campus has programs in business, cybersecurity, healthcare, and IT, as well as the convenience of 100% online courses, lifetime career services, and so much more. Plus, save during Cyber Week with no application fee if you apply by December 6th. Visit umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Welcome to big savings on the internet and mobile you need to stay connected this holiday season during the Xfinity Black Friday sales event. Welcome to fast, reliable internet and mobile with nationwide 5G on the most reliable network. Welcome to your winter wonderland of web surfing, video gaming, family connecting, Black Friday awesome. Because now, for a limited time, you can get Xfinity Internet for only $39.99 a month for 12 months with no term contract required. Plus, ask how to get a $200 prepaid card when you add Xfinity Mobile. Don't miss out on these incredible Black Friday savings. Hurry, the Xfinity Black Friday sales event ends on December 7th. So visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro Internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Based on Root Metrics by IHS Markit's Root Score Reports 2H2020 of 4 mobile networks.
It's 6:30 on the 2020 WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. You can call us right now at 888-294-8560 to make a donation. 888-294-8560 online at WMAL.com. We have a new total as of 6:30. We are at $308,971 raised for Fisher House so far in our Radiothon this year. And we encourage you to call now. 888-294-8560. In the headlines at 6:30, President Trump traveling to Valdosta, Georgia tonight. He will be campaigning on behalf of Republican candidates David Perdue and Betsy Loeffler. The Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, has announced that student loan moratorium debt payments will be extended through January 31st. So the moratorium on student loan debt payments has been extended through the end of January. The House on Friday passed sweeping legislation that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It's the first time either chamber of Congress has voted to legalize cannabis. And six San Francisco Bay Area governments issuing a stay-at-home order on Friday. That is ahead of California's statewide mandate. That stay-at-home order goes into effect tomorrow and continues through January 4th. 6:31, time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Traveling on the Beltway, you will still find the accident in College Park on the inner loop approaching the 95 interchange, and that has the right lane blocked. Use caution there. Otherwise, no other incidents or delays to report on the Beltway. Do keep in mind that there is a minor accident on southbound 95 at the truck weigh station in Dale City, but that is confined to the shoulder. Northbound, they're doing some emergency road work near the Quantico exit in the left lane, but so far that is not causing delays at this time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The rain exits early this morning. It will become partly cloudy and blustery through the remainder of the day. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. Most of the region will feel like the 30s at times today. Now tonight we'll dip back in the 30s throughout the region for your Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, less wind, but cool temperatures to round out the weekend. Highs only in the mid-40s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
43 degrees at 6:32 on WMAL.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate, 888-294-8560.
Thank you for joining us on WMAL's Operation Fisher House. Makes it a very special edition of the Saturday Morning Update. You can make a donation right now. Call 888-894-2560. That's 888-894-2560 right now. Or donate online at WMAL.com. We're joined now by Eric Stewart, and periodically we check in with Eric on the status of the real estate market in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area and the effects of COVID-19, the elections, and the economy. Of course, Eric Stewart hosts Pointing You Home, that is every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock right here on WMAL. He's been in real estate for over 30 years here in the D.C. area. Eric, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Glad to be aboard.
Well, you know, the economy is reacting in various ways to COVID that we wouldn't expect. The stock market has reached all-time highs in spite of the jobless rate, in spite of the impact on so many sectors of the economy, travel, restaurants, small business across the board. What is the very latest on the impact on the real estate market here in the D.C. area?
Yeah, 30 years in the business, I've seen the market go up and down multiple times. So I'm very familiar with recession cycles and bull cycles within the real estate climate. This bull cycle is no different than any of the others that we've had. And I'm anticipating that prices are going to continue to climb into 2021. And that's primarily due to the strength of our local economy, which is federal government based in many respects, as well as the COVID stimulus package, which is providing this bond buying that's keeping the interest rates very low. 2.625%, 2.75% borrowed money long term over 30 years. Who would have thought, right? So with it being that cheap to borrow money, the cost of a house has dropped. And now it's being offset by the gain. So, in fact, prices have gone up 10% in the past year. And I anticipate they may go up another 10% next year simply because the engine is rolling. The demand is there. And this fear cycle has begun. And I call this the anticipation of appreciation. It's something I came up with as an idea through those 30 years in the business that they're, you know, it's almost like in anything, the herd mentality, people will start to believe prices are going to go higher. Now, eventually that'll come into the station like a train finally slowing down. But right now we are in a rise and I think it's going to continue.
What are you seeing in terms of the geography? Now, people are telecommuting in many instances. They're feeling like maybe they can move out of the city, find a larger house at a lower cost. Are you seeing any kind of a trend like that in this area?
Without question, the demand to the burbs, as I'll call them, where properties were selling for $750 and $850 that were nice big colonial homes, maybe even had a pool set up and so on, have jumped to nine and a quarter. So there's been a significant, there was such a downdraft after the Great Recession that the outlying areas really didn't see appreciation. We saw prices drift for a long time. Finally, there's just almost an anxiety to get away from anything that would put you in touch with other people. And also, because we're spending time at home now, living at home and working at home, we want our homes to be the place that we really want to be in. So let's find a place that can provide us with all the different benefits that we can afford. That's the mentality. So, my goodness, the number of Washington, D.C. license plates that show up to see properties in the burbs now, it's nothing like I've seen.
So let's say you have a property, but you're not planning to move for 5 or 10 years. What about the impact on that sales price down the road if you make those home improvements now? Because we're all kind of cooped up. I might not be moving anytime soon, but if I were to really want to expand a little bit, do an addition or do a significant renovation, is it a good idea to do that for the long-term investment on the property?
Well, you've got to consider three factors. The first is that we are in a low interest rate environment, so borrowing a large sum of money to put an addition on your property is going to be no cheaper than it is now. Okay. The challenge is that there's so much demand for that kind of addition or renovation that the contractors, the cost of lumber has gone through the roof, the cost of labor has gone up considerably. And so you're going to pay more than you would have paid 3 or 4 years ago for the same work. But all of this is covered by, blanketed by this increase in value. So let's say your home was worth $600,000 and it's now worth $720,000. You never want to put money into your property that you're not going to be able to get back, right? You want to put in a dollar and ideally get $2 back. Some of that comes from the natural rise of the tide as boats, you know, as the water rises, all the boats rise with it. We're seeing that natural rise and it's not going to all fall apart if the market slows down. We're not going to see a complete retracement back to where we were 2 years ago. I wouldn't be surprised if your person who lives in a home, who's now investing in the home, will see not only the return on the improvement for their own quality of life, but that price will stick higher and cover all the costs that they put in and then some.
So if someone is thinking of selling sometime soon, it's something you want to do as much advanced planning for as possible. And you do webinars from time to time, and I know you have one coming up December 15th. The title on it, Selling Your Home for Top Dollar. And I think it's, you know, really important for anybody that's considering it in first quarter, second quarter. Tell us what you cover in the webinar.
Rick, as you know, I'm a real estate agent. I run a team of agents in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia under the Long & Foster Company. And I've been doing this for 33 years, and I'm grateful. We've had a phenomenal year, a very, very good year this year, surprisingly, because COVID put the prices down for money. People have been able to borrow, and prices have climbed. And so it's all good for real estate agents who've got product to sell. That said, if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling, you want to know how to take advantage of the things I'm telling you about right now and here and on my show, then join me on the 15th or the 17th of this month. Got two webinars going, same webinar both days, and you've got your choice. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com. I'll cover the details on condition, where you can put a dollar to get $2 back, the timing, when's the best time to put your house on the market to get top dollar. And then lastly, we'll cover the pricing considerations. What are the six key elements of pricing a home properly? Just go to ericstewartgroup.com on the homepage. Right there, you'll see, you know, you want to sign up, save your seat, and you'll be able to pick one of those two dates. Again, that's ericstewartgroup.com. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Eric Stewart, and a very informative guy, and take advantage of his upcoming webinar. Well, it is the 2020 105.9 FM WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, and our number is 888-294-8560. And, of course, Fisher House providing that home away from home when there is a member of the service who is injured or just may have a debilitating illness, the Fisher House Foundation serves the families in providing lodging, providing meals, providing transportation. They are in their 30th year of service, and each year we take 2 days for our WMAL Radiothon, and we hope that you will take the opportunity to make a donation, and you can do it at 888-294-8560. That's 888-294-8560, online at WMAL.com. And we have gotten some donations in this morning. We're up to $308,971, and our goal, obviously, is to push that number as high as we can today. We'll be on the air throughout the day for Fisher House. And we did get a call this morning from a donor in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And she says WMAL is her connection to the world. Wanted to say thank you to WMAL and thank you to the WMAL listeners for their support of Fisher House. So we appreciate that donation this morning from the Blue Ridge Mountains. We'll be back, and we have another special Fisher House guest coming up next, so stay with us.
We never thought 2020 was going to be this challenging, did we? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and during this difficult time, we need hope. We need a kind of hope that is not just wishful thinking, but rather hope defined as a confident expectation. Let's see hope when we see so many neighbors leaving their homes to exercise and pursue a healthy lifestyle. Let's see hope when we see diverse groups marching together in pursuit of justice and equality. Let's see hope when we see faithful police officers pursue their calling of caring for their neighbors and communities. We have a lot of outstanding problems in our world today, but let's see hope and have hope. Let's work together, play together, and let's dream together. At the Good Feet Store, we would love to help you find hope again. Let's see if we can help you work better, play better, and start dreaming without your feet getting in the way. The Good Feet Store is located in Fairfax, Leesburg, and Rockville, or visit us at goodfeet.com.
You need to make room.
Make room.
Make room.
For all the new stuff that's coming for Christmas.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
Christmas is coming, coming, coming.
And you need to make room, room, room.
For your family, family, family.
It's time to celebrate the end of 1 year.
And the happy beginning of another.
So get rid of the old.
And make room for the new.
By calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
You can't imagine how much happier your family will be when all that junk is gone.
You're going to have the best holidays ever.
Your lights will twinkle brighter.
All your friends will be happier.
And your relatives will get along.
Your children will be cheerful and strong.
Less junk, more happiness.
Less junk, more happiness.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
Retired federal employees, the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The finished a load of laundry, drop the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stop by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1-$3 menu.
Right now, get two crispy breakfast classics for just $3. Mix and match a fluffy chicken McGriddles or a toasty McChicken biscuit. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
6:46, time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Earlier accidents on the inner loop of the Beltway approaching 95 in College Park. Looks like that has been cleared. All lanes now open. In Arlington, a minor accident on 395 southbound at Washington Boulevard, confined to the right shoulder. Do be aware of an incident now on Georgia Avenue, both directions near Burntwoods Road. That has some lanes blocked. There is a crash with wires down in the roadway, so use extra caution there. In the district, keep in mind that the exit ramp from southbound 295 to South Capitol Street is closed until Monday for road work. Now from GarageJoyPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
The rain exits early this morning. It will become partly cloudy and blustery through the remainder of the day. High temperatures only in the upper 40s. Most of the region will feel like the 30s at times today. Now tonight, we'll dip back in the 30s throughout the region for your Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, less wind, but cool temperatures to round out the weekend. Highs only in the mid-40s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
43 degrees in the nation's capital at 647.
You're listening to the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. Call to donate 888-294-8560.
The Radiothon continues, and it is an honor to be joined by Minnie Curry. She is the wife of Army Sergeant Anson Curry. Sergeant Curry was serving in Afghanistan. He suffered an acute brain injury from a grenade in combat. And first off, Minnie, it is so wonderful to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
And I wanted to get a sense of how the Fisher House Foundation was able to jump in and assist you and Anson and your entire family when this took place. Tell us a little bit about what happened after you got the call and heard about what happened.
Well, when I got the call, it doesn't give you time to think at all. You just have to react. It was a lot of emotions that I went through. The minute I saw the area code calling, I knew it wasn't good news. My heart just sank, knowing that it wasn't going to be good news. Just at the time that I was getting that call, and just the fact that they were calling, that number was calling, I knew that it wasn't good news. I just had to, when I picked up the phone and they were telling me what had happened to Anson, I was listening, and I was just in disbelief that, you know, that he that it happened to him. At that time, I had no idea where I was going to. I wasn't thinking of anything other than getting to Anson. But the good thing is that I didn't have to think where I was going to stay or anything because the Fisher House, that's where the Fisher House came in. I didn't have to worry about where I was going to stay. The Fisher House was there. I had a room. I had a room, and all I had to worry about was just being there for Anson and seeing him through what had happened to him.
And how long did you stay at the Fisher House?
I was there for a little bit over 9 months.
And in that 9 months, tell us a little bit about the feeling that you experienced in the Fisher House. You're there with other military families. You're there with a very warm and caring staff. Tell us what that experience was like in terms of the support it provided for you.
When I stayed there for those over nine months, I was fortunate enough to meet other families that were in similar situations than I was. I was able to get comforted by other families that were going through similar situations than I did. So it was nice to connect with other people that got it, they were going through the same anguish, through the same pain, and it made it easier to go through what I was going through at the moment rather than dealing with it by myself and going through everything by myself had I not had the Fisher House available to me.
And tell us a little bit about what it meant to you and to Anson to be able to be together, through his rehabilitation and care.
Honestly, if I hadn't had the Fisher House, first of all, we were not financially, how can I say it? I didn't have the financial means to be there for Anson the way I was because of the Fisher House, because of financial means. The fact that they were there and I didn't have to worry about any financial, needs in order to stay somewhere. The fact that the Fisher House was there for us, I was able to be there for Anson every single day for those 9 months. And I'm sure that because unfortunately Anson is unable to speak anymore because of this traumatic brain injury that he sustained over at Afghanistan. I know that if he could speak, he would tell you how grateful he was that you guys were available to me so that I could be by his side all that time that I was for his therapy and just to see him through it.
Well, Minnie, we are grateful to you and to Anson for his service to the country and for your service as his wife. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
And again, it is our Fisher House Radiothon. You can make a donation right now at 888-294-8560. And I think you just heard the impact that the Fisher House Foundation had on the Curry family and the impact that it has on so many military families. Again, 888-294-8560, or you can donate online at WMAL.com.
Based on the recent stock market slide, do you feel your money and investments are safe? Would a repeat of the market losses you experienced earlier in the year or in 2002 and 2008 derail your family's retirement plans? It's time to make a U-turn on your retirement strategy. This Saturday at 5 p.m., tune in to the U-Turn Equity Financial Hour with Tucker and Blake. They'll cover these financial topics and, more importantly, share little-known strategies to keep your money safe and discuss tax-free income. Join the conversation Saturday at 5 on WMAL.
interesting times,
it's an interesting topic to think about,
can lead to some interesting conversations.
They're spiking up the panic, but you guys keep it real.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I listen for hope. I listen for clarity.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it is also Operation Fisher House 2020 Radiothon today. And we are joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure, New York Times best-selling author. Her new book is out, Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. It is now out. Cheryl, it is great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And we have seen the stories this week about how the coronavirus is impacting major cities around the country. San Francisco, the latest to ask residents to stay in until after the new year. But we don't hear much about what happens in rural America or the small towns. And you've got a story on that on Full Measure tomorrow. What did you find?
Well, I found one of the last places to get its first case of coronavirus, really not long ago now, to see how they handle it, because we always show, understandably, on the news, the hot spots and worst-case scenarios in big cities. And I really learned a lot. It was so interesting. I went to Ekalaka, Montana, population about 300. There's 1,200 in the county. But I will say the most interesting thing I learned is what they did with schools, because when they got their first case not long ago, they talked about shutting down the schools. But the kids showed up at the school board meeting and said, please don't close the schools. We don't want to do distance learning. And they figured out a way that the kids go to school every day, but if a teacher has to quarantine because of exposure, the teacher teaches from home, but the kids still go to school, sort of the opposite of what a lot of places are doing. And the kids want to be there in that social situation. As we know, young people are by and large not at high risk of any kind of serious illness from coronavirus. So it's working very well for them so far, and they played a full season of fall sports, in fact, these past couple of months.
So how does the notion of a shutdown go over in such a small town?
Not very well. I mean, this is an agriculture community, and they can't stop feeding the animals and doing things that they normally do. And they shut down as best they could when everybody else did last spring, even though they were 6 months away from their first case. But that's really what they say convinced them not to do it again when coronavirus did hit. They also said they learned a lot from watching what happened after a lot of other places shut down before them. So we'll have that whole story on Full Measure. I think it's super interesting.
And we talked about Slanted over the year and look forward to having it come out. And it's a great look at some of the major news stories of the year and the media's misreporting on stories like coronavirus or Vice President Biden's race, Silicon Valley censorship, and a lot more. As an example, Cheryl, you've got a headline at CherylAtkinson.com, story you wrote on Friday. Amid a new lawsuit filed in Georgia by President Trump, allegations of widespread irregularities and fraud are building. Many of us have seen the surveillance video of the ballots late night at the State Farm Arena being counted in Georgia. And again, we're not seeing that story with the exception of Fox News and on the conservative talk stations.
Well, because it didn't look like some of the news media is doing their job and reporting on these allegations like we normally would with a news story, you don't just pretend they don't exist or say up front that they're not worth covering or they're false when you don't know as a reporter. You're not covering these things firsthand on the ground. So I decided just to compile, after looking at the lawsuits and the claims and watching the state legislature hearings that a lot of people are ignoring, which are very important, whether you think there's truth in them or not, or whether the claims can be proven ultimately or not. This is important history and news being made when these allegations are being pressed, and there are declarations and affidavits and videos. So I compiled it, obviously without passing judgment, since I'm not on the ground investigating in these cities firsthand, but at least compiling the evidence that's being presented and decided upon so that people can see in one place, state by state, what the charges are that are being made.
Now, you have aggregated the stories, and what happens typically in the news, there'll be one story, And then one state official is just going to deny it or dismiss it. I mean, what else do we expect them to say? And then it goes away. So the fact that you have compiled this entire list really does give it a different perspective in terms of how big this is.
At least how big the allegations are, and they are now. I think anybody would look at this and say the allegations, at least, are of widespread irregularities and fraud involving millions of votes. Again, you can look at them yourself and decide if you think they seem credible. You can research them. But I think the media has been censoring a lot of this, making the decision for you. And whenever that happens, I always think it's better. I like to try to put that information out for people to find and see.
Well, you can catch Cheryl tomorrow morning on Full Measure, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And the new book is Slanted, and you'll find it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Cheryl, as always, thank you very much for being with us.
Have a great weekend.
It's the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon, and at 7 o'clock, we are now at $310,721, and we will continue throughout the day. You can make a call right now at 888-294-8560 or donate online at WMAL.com. Again, 888-294-8560. Maria Leaf has the 7 o'clock news. Then we're back with John Gizzi. Jim Trusty will also talk with Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL,
a Cumulus station.